El mundo enfrenta una pandemia. Encuentre respuestas y acceda a información veraz y confirmada en el especial de NTN 24 sobre coronavirus COVID-19. Escuche los contenidos de NTN 24 en su plataforma de podcast favorita.
Okay, guys. So due to the shortage of N95 masks, what are you guys using to cover your mouth and your face and anything else with a hole in it? Frank.
Viva Peru. My mother bought a whole bunch of Viva Peru, like a big ass thing, and she puts it underneath my nose and around my mouth, and she's like, you know, yo, before you wear the mask, put this.
Wow, you know. That never goes out of style.
Never. Never.
Never.
Ever, ever.
Rachel.
Well, actually, nowadays, I'm just using my bandana, which you see, I'm using my bandana interchangeably because it's serving as my headband as well as my covering my face and nose band. And it's actually helping me realize when my hair starts to get like smelly and dirty and needs to be washed. So it's serving two purposes.
Just make sure you're not wearing any gang colors.
Facts.
Yeah. Oh, Crips. Wait, what are those colors?
I'll tell you later. Bago.
Well, I've been trying to get creative and I'm trying to see what we have in the house. So I'm actually using the tampon here, as you can tell.
Oh.
Tampon. So you need a maxi pad.
A maxi pad.
So
for maximum protection.
So if I get in beef with somebody and they punch me in the nose, I got the maxi pad to absorb the blood.
Wow. It looks used, Mike.
Desperate times, desperate, you know.
I was waiting for that, Frank.
How about you, Jamie?
Yeah.
Well, look, I'm full-blown hipster now because I bought a mask from Etsy.
Oh!
How much?
I bought like 3 for $40. You know, I got to be... But it's cute. It got a little flower on it.
Sparkles.
You know what I mean? It's made from hemp. 100% wow. Hemp.
Good.
And I'll receive it in about
3 weeks.
2 to 4 months. So it should be good.
It's the Latinos Out Loud podcast.
Wow. Frank, that gives me PTSD. I live on Grand Concourse and I hear that every day, all day. The ambulance, bro.
I know, man. That's why I did it, man, because I know it's on.
That's all I hear all day.
I know. What up, yo?
Maybe next time emphasize the gunshots and less of the sirens.
Yeah, gunshots don't scare me these days. I'm like, someone's getting shot, whatever.
But yeah, it's on the henona.
Yeah, it's like, whatever.
Well, hey, it's us again, working remotely, virtually. I don't know what the term is these days. Coronavirusly. I don't know what the phraseology is. But it's us, the Latinos Out Loud podcast. We're here on Zoom. It's your friend to the motherfucking end of this shit. And beyond that, of course, Rachel La Loca.
What's up? This is Juan Bago Zoom.
Jay Ferns in the house. Okay.
Yeah. What's up? Frank? What's up, yo? It's Frank Nibs in the house. Frank Spiracy Nibs. What's going on, yo?
Yo, we all together. Hello. Welcome. How are our how do we sound? Are we good?
No doubt.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, are we asking ourselves or the audience?
I don't know. Who should we ask those questions to? All right, audience, let us know it. We are Latinos Out Loud on our Instagram. How do we sound? Honestly,
how's our sound quality?
We want to hear from you because this is new for us and we're working out the kinks. We all got wrenches in our hands, except for Jamie. He's more of a driver type of guy.
And, wow. Okay.
I don't know what that means. But anyway, let us know what you think. If we are Latinos Out Loud on our Instagram or hit us up, however else you can hit us up. All of our information's out there these days, isn't it?
We know you ain't got nothing else to do.
What you been up to?
What has everybody been up to? Wow.
Wait, is that another question for the audience to email us?
Sure. Follow us at We Are Latinos Out Loud on our Instagram. What have you been up to?
I know Frank has been walking the streets of New York.
Yeah,
because he keeps taking like video of it, and I'm like, How's it looking out there? Are the streets surprisingly crowded for you, or
guys,
is it still empty-ish?
Guys, I'm hitting the pavement, man. I'm sorry, man. I'm seeing my New York, man. This is where I was born and raised, and I've never seen anything like this. So I've been hitting this pavement, man. I've been putting.
But I saw online. You take a video. I saw you take a video of. There was a guy who had his like face in his hands. I was like, "What is this? What? Is this like a performance art? A performance
art man. Piece? You know what? It's so funny. You mentioned that. That's the most viewed video I've ever had. And I went underneath the George Washington Bridge near towards Riverside. I live right off of. It's off of Haven, and I walked down, and you know, it was graffiti all over. And it's just weird, man. And it's just really desolate down there. And there's fucking crackheads and dope fiends. And I just took a video of all the graffiti. And people were just hitting me up, man. And the garbage down there. And it's just another world, man. So, you know, don't forget, man. I grew up in the 70s and 80s in New York. So I used to walk the streets and see the streets and, you know. And times
same,
like this.
Same crackheads? Same crackheads from the 70s?
Yeah, yeah. That's what it was back in the 80s. So right now, you know, shit is getting crazy.
Speaking of taking it to the streets, I heard Mike took it to the streets at fucking BJ's. What's up?
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so I went to BJ's. And before with BJ's, you know, everyone will get there before 9 o'clock on Saturday. But now they implemented the 6 feet and they put stickers there. So I swear to God, it was like a half a mile away from BJ's, the one on 149th. And Sophie and I are in line and we're chilling and this Dominican woman is on the side and then she tries to be mad sneaky and gets in front of us because it was like a cart that wasn't claimed. And she's leaning on the wall and I'm like, yo, is she trying to cut us? And Sophie was like, nah, don't worry. Once it starts moving, we'll see. And we start moving and she just goes in and we're like, yo, what's good? Why you cutting? And she's like, oh no, I was here before, but I went through the front of the line. I wanted to check or whatever. I'm like, yo, why you lying? And then the girls in front were like, you weren't here. And yo, we were going at it. And that's when I realized like, yo, people are getting desperate. And like, she was claiming that was her cart, but we're like, yo, if you left and you came back 20 minutes ago, the line wasn't here 20 minutes ago. So like, don't front. And then she was like, but the problem is now people, you can't talk shit to each other because everyone's wearing masks. So you can't really tell what they're saying. So she said, maldita sea, but it sounded like she said, maldita fea. And yo, my girl almost lost it, yo. She said, me llamando fea. Vamos a ver. So it was like the whole thing.
Wow. Right?
Yo, security came and he was like, yo, ma'am, you can stay there. But once the line moves, we're going to put you all the way to the back. And it became this whole thing. But it's like, you can't lie. Yo, if you leave the line, it's etiquette to tell somebody in the front, be like, yo, I'm going to be right back. Hold my
back. Watch my shit. Watch my shit.
Don't go and lean in and act like you were there the whole time because you did it some sneaky sneak. But that's how, yo, the Dominicans be doing that. They be trying to play it off. And then they gaslight, acting like, no, why you think I would do this in this situation? I'm like, I don't know. Why are you doing it? So,
wow,
it got hectic, yo. Things are getting desperate in the streets, yo.
I mean, I had a supermarket experience, but I was like opposite, like someone trying to have a conversation with me. You know, this older lady in my building, and she recognized me, and I had a mask, and she still recognized me. She was like, ¿Y tu mamá? And I'm like, yo, we're online, but I really don't want to have a combo with you. I don't want to be mean, but you know what I'm saying? She's like, ¿Y tu mamá? ¿Y tu papá? Okay. ¿Y tu? Okay.
Did you ignore her? Or
it was like every family member she wanted to know. ¿Y tu hermano? ¿Y tu tío? So I'm like, yo, lady, like, let's table this conversation to a time when there's not like a deadly virus out that you can catch while having close conversations like this.
Yo, that's the thing about it. It's like, even with this going on right now, people don't know about personal space. It doesn't matter. It's like, it's crazy. It's like, don't you know the news? Like my Uber driver today, he was trying to have a conversation. He's like, yeah, I wear this mask now, but as soon as you get out, I ain't wearing it. I'm like, yo, why are you telling me this, man? Come on.
Like, oh, how many stars? Did you give him like less stars for that?
No.
Like one star, way too honest.
I reported him though. I did report him. I was like, yo, I want my
Rachel, what about you? How are you dealing with like going out and protecting yourself?
I've been doing things that are atypical to my previous lifestyle. I'll say that much. Things have just been reset. I don't know what is happening. Things have just been recalibrated. I'm out there, like I told you, I'm running. But what I'm really doing is, my smoke cry run, because I usually start smoking and then it leads into like crying a little bit, which it's like, that is my release. Sometimes, I don't know if it's me or a lot of women out there, but sometimes I just need to fucking cry. You know what I mean? And sometimes it could be about nothing, or sometimes it could be about everything, or one thing, or, you know, the fact that Mr. Rogers is dead. You know what I mean? Like, I just cry about different things.
Yeah.
And then it goes into my run, and then I feel so much better after this physical activity. So that right there is very, well, without the smoking part, it's very atypical. Crying and running is not something I did previously. I mean, I would cry every now and then, but now it's almost a daily thing because, you know, sometimes I feel for where we're at with this education process, and, you know, we can go on and on forever about it, but that's the reality, is that I have a lot of pent up, like, I don't know, what is it, energy or frustration or questions, confusion about this whole thing and the coronavirus. Maybe it's all of the above. I don't know. But that's been atypical of me. So these, you know, these smoke cry runs are pretty good. And you know me, I like to multitask. So I'm getting
three. Are you recording all your cryings? Because this, we could use the voiceover of the crying and put it in future episodes. Because you know, with crying, we have higher ratings.
It's funny because also atypical of me is I've been very limited on like Instagram in the way that I used to be. I used to post a lot and I used to think about a lot of my posts. Now it's like de vez en cuando I'll put up a fucking IG story about where I'm at running or where I'm at in New York City. Very similar and parallel to what Frank is doing. I've been exploring this city like I've never explored it before. And it's wonderful. It's wonderful. And I feel like as I explore this city, I'm fighting for it too. I'm keeping my social distance, but I'm out there supporting this city. I told you it's going to be an emotional episode. It's a spiritual and emotional episode because of this fucking caterpillar.
Oh, man. Talk to me about
Rachel. She's been talking about this caterpillar for...
Frank has been dying to hear about
the last 24 hours. And Frank has been...
Is it a butterfly now?
Pins and needles.
Or is it still a caterpillar?
Well, I don't know where it is, so...
This shit better turn into a butterfly. At the end of this story, the way you're talking about it.
I feel like you're going to present the butterfly, and here's the butterfly, guys. Check it out.
No, it's not.
I realized the whole time I was the butterfly.
Check my wings.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden, Alexa started playing Butterfly in the Sky, like the Reading Rainbow theme. And I was like, what is happening right now? Okay, that part didn't happen.
Tibby, leave that in. Make it seem like it did.
No, that's a lie. Okay, it's really not a long story, but it's like, as I've been reading and understanding, it's been like, I don't know, an impactful thing that has happened in the last 24 hours. So as many toddler moms and dads out there know, the toddlers start so pleasantly sleeping in their own bed, but at some fucking point in the middle of the night, some sort of crane silently lifts them from their toddler bed and into my bed, right? Mm. Donovan creeps into my bed all the time. So it was like 6 a.m. and I jumped, I don't know how many fucking feet in the air, but I jumped in the air because I felt something crunchy and hairy crawling on my arm. And I was in a tank top. So I wake up and I flick, you know, in your sleep, you're like, bah, bah, bah. Like it was one of those jerk reactions. I did some fucking like kung fu shit. And then like I flicked it off and I don't know where it landed. I didn't even know what it was. So I woke up Edgar. It was 6 a.m. He's like, whoa, what the fuck? So he comes. I go, there's something in there and I can't go back in there until you find it. And that motherfucker is good. He's like the fucking bug bounty hunter.
I'm getting this motherfucker.
He's so good at finding bugs and like mice and like rodents and shit. Anyway.
So it's a skill. It's
a fucking skill because he found it within like 25 minutes. And you know what it was?
What?
It was a caterpillar. So my mom was like, you know, you do a lot of gardening, so maybe like it something landed. I'm like, did like the larvae land in my hair and it like grew in my hair for 2 days and then crawled up my arm in my sleep as a caterpillar? But anyway, it was a caterpillar. And then I looked up the significance of it because, you know, us Latinos are a little, you know, whatever, mm-hmm. into that stuff. And yeah. its significance is that a caterpillar represents being reset, life being reset in a positive way and like good luck ahead. So I'm like, okay, I'll take the ickiness and grossness and spasms that I did because of the bug crawling on my arm in my sleep for this message that life will be reset. I think life is being reset for all of us.
Yeah. Can I tell you something, Rachel? The reason I was asking is because today I was doing a project and I was drawing a butterfly. I was drawing a butterfly. I was doing some sidewalk art, and I'm not going to talk about it right now, but in the Que Loco Quick, I'm going to talk about it. And I did a project, and I drew a butterfly, so that's why I was asking about the caterpillar. I was talk about connections, and Rachel, I believe that what you just said, there's a new beginning for us, and I think it's in a good way. It's not in a bad way, honestly.
Well, does that mean that you two are going to get, like, lower back tattoos of butterflies?
Because that's so typical Latina. Like every single product, because I don't know, maybe they were in love with Mariah Carey or something. I'm not sure why every Latina has it. I'm not doing a butterfly.
Okay, you guys, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Hey, America, Christopher Hahn here, the Aggressive Progressive Podcast. What is with the president and the right-wing echo chamber encouraging these AstroTurf protests against stay-at-home orders around the country? It's ridiculous, and it needs to stop. Check out the Aggressive Progressive Podcast wherever you download podcasts.
I'm Royal Oaks. Next time on Too Many Lawyers, COVID continues to reshape the law. Supreme Court arguments will be held by teleconference. The justices won't even know if the lawyers are wearing pants, which is fair given the eternal mystery of what's under those black robes. Los Angeles County is springing 25% of its inmates. The sheriff suggests folks get ready for what might be a spike in crime. Check it all out on the next episode of Too Many Lawyers.
All right, y'all. We got some good news and some bad news, all right?
Oh, okay.
Ooh. Starting with the bad news. We're not going to have any Bochinche Bites, and we're not going to have any Frankspiracy news.
Wait, I thought you said it was bad news. What
happened? Damn, son.
I set myself up for that. But the good news is we have a new segment, a very special segment. While we're doing these episodes in Zoom, we thought it'd be cool to have a lot of our creative friends all around the country and maybe all around the world to come and Zoom crash.
Oh, yeah.
So, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to LOL's Zoom Crashers. So who's our first guest coming in, guys?
Lita.
All right.
So how do I play this game?
All right. So Jamie, thank you so much for the intro. You can leave now. Andrew.
What player am I right now? Who am I? Why soy yo?
Yo, you know what I love? I have Andrew on one side and Jamie on the other, but this is great. Oh man.
Isn't this great?
We can bring this back to the old days now that we have Zoom. Like now that the technology, we can have you. You know, do your Andrew size bites. What was it? Size bites?
That was Andrew size bites.
Yeah.
Or lo que sea.
Lo que sea.
Are you on the moon, man?
Andrew in space.
I'm in space, baby.
Yo, I want to go with you, man.
For anybody listening, Zoom has a feature where you can change your background, and I'm in fucking space right now.
Andrew, yo quiero ir contigo, loco. I want to go to space with you, bro.
Let's do it, baby. Let's do it.
Frank wants to walk around space. Like he walks around the city and still.
If you pay attention to what Frank says, he's been to space already.
Yes, I agree. I concur. How are things out there in Los Angeles?
They're okay. They're as okay as they can be. It's crazy out here because I haven't left the house really since March 12th.
Wow.
So my girlfriend Jimmy is a writer, so she can write from home. I've been doing voiceover work, so I can work from home. Jimmy's immunocompromised, so we have to be very, very careful. I only leave in very extreme circumstances, like we're running out of something and then I gotta go get it. But if I'm gonna leave, it has to be for good reason. So there's no chilling, there's no fucking all this walking shit that they were talking about. All this, like, oh, you could take a bike ride, you can go for a hike. Fuck all of that shit, bro. I'm staying right the fuck here. I'm gonna sit on this fucking couch. If I become part of the sofa, that's fine with me. I'm not risking it. I'm just not gonna fucking risk it, bro. I don't trust nobody, especially not no shit I can't see.
How are you, like, as a creative person, how are you dealing with not being in front of crowds and people? Yeah. How are you dealing with that?
Yeah, I am okay with it because if I was in front of a crowd right now, they'd all be giving me I just assume everybody has that shit. Everybody has it. And there's a lot of, like, people online who are like, yo, be your most productive right now. You know, Shakespeare wrote his fucking best works during quarantine, during the Black Plague and shit. fuck all of that. Really fuck all of it. I don't feel the need to be creative. I don't feel the need to be doing nothing but staying inside this fucking house and staying alive. There's really nothing, like, I don't give a fuck. If people are like, yo, he's not lazy, he's not making enough videos. Yo, fuck you, bro. I'm staying alive. Like, that's I can't even fucking, I can't fucking, I'm just watching myself making muecas in the fucking video.
It's real, Andrew, because, you know, I also see on, like, the feeds and the creatives in the space, it's like, oh, write your this and write the sketch and write the one-woman show and write the... It's like, wait, what? Yeah. I'm making a concerted effort right now to keep us alive. How the fuck do you expect us to come out with some shit right now?
I'm here. Like, my anxiety is here, bro. So I just lead to, like, anything that's, like, you know, because it's everywhere, 24/7. You're on your phone. You're watching TV. Everybody's talking about it on the internet. There's no way to escape this motherfucker except for, like, being away from it all. I'm fucking, you know, I'm cleaning the house more than I've ever cleaned the house.
Andrew, I don't want to cough, man. I don't even want to cough. No, and I need to cough right now.
Every fucking thing you feel, you're like, wait a minute. Is that a new symptom that they haven't talked about yet? Yo, my asshole itches today. Is that part of the fucking thing on pique? I don't know.
I mean, pique culo, espérate.
Pique culo, espérate. Is that one that they didn't talk about yet? Am I the first? Is it mutated? And now it starts with itching.
Trump say that, like, as well. Oh, we have a new symptom. Ass itching. Culo itching.
We've got to check all the culos. Everyone bend over on the Zoom call.
Make your temperature of your culo.
Make sure you're putting the thermometer where it belongs, and it's huge.
Andrew, what's been the perception over there in California over here in New York? Because I know a lot of people that are not in New York.
Yeah.
They're making it like, yo, dude, it's crazy out there. Like, what's the perception of LA for New York?
I feel like this city is a lot more spread out. We're not as on top of each other. Not as many people take, like, the subway every day. Like, so we're already not used to. I think here in LA, people are okay with, like, not being around each other as much, right? I don't know. I haven't spoken to too many people about how they feel about what's going on in New York. My heart breaks for everybody in New York, but I'm fucking glad I'm here. And I love you guys. Fucking stay safe and stay alive. But, like, I'm happy that I'm not fucking having to take the subway every day or be on the bus or be, like, you know, I'm surprised that this shit didn't happen in New York with another disease at another time, because I have been inside other people on the subway by mistake. You know what I'm saying? You don't know what people fucking got. Yo,
it's crept in New York. We're all in the same house. We're just in different rooms.
You could hear everything happening in everybody else's apartment. Anywhere in New York City, like, and you just sort of, like, tune it out because the ambulances are louder than fucking, you know, Pepe upstairs or whatever. But you can hear that motherfucker all the time. I used to, when I lived with my grandmother, my grandmother raised me, I was, the whole building used to hear when I was a kid. She would have to fight with me every morning when I was, you know, like 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 years, like, I was a little kid, and she would be like, all right, it's time to take a shower. And she would have to, like, pull me into the bathroom and, like, push me into the shower and be like, no, but I took a shower this morning. I don't want to take another one tonight. But the whole building would hear that argument, and I got known in the building as the kid who didn't want to shower.
Oh, man.
It didn't matter because I knew I liked to fucking shower, but the whole building was like, oh, you're going to fucking take it. Like, they all heard the fucking argument. So that's how motherfuckers, that's how everybody's sitting on top of each other in New York City. I mean, I love New York. That's my home, Brooklyn all day, every day. But like, I got a text right before I got on the call from somebody who I know very closely, who I care about a lot. And her mother just got diagnosed with coronavirus. So it's like, it's real.
Yeah, and even
though I'm here, like, my heart is over there. You know, now that my heart is committed to like both cities, right? Like, I'm in LA and New York City is my love. For me, I'm getting it from both ends. I'm getting West Coast people who I've, you know, have friendships with and love and care about. Like, they're being affected. People back home are being affected. There's really no escaping it.
Andrew, last question for you. Please. What is the first thing you're going to do when this whole thing is over?
The moment that everybody's like, it's over, I'm going to stay in my fucking house for another 3 months just in case. Yes. I don't give a fuck. I don't need to see the sun for another 2-3 years as long as I can stay a fucking live.
You are hilarious.
When my girl starts to look out the window too much, I'm like, stop.
Like, don't be tempted. Don't be tempted.
Don't be looking wistfully out the window like you want to be outside because it's not going to happen.
Yo, I got concert tickets. You're just going to rip them up.
No, I don't give a fuck, bro. I don't give a fuck about what's happening outside.
Yeah,
good.
Like, as long as I'm alive, you know what I'm saying? Like,
that's good because we want you sick. We want you
thank
sick.
You.
We have another Zoom crasher. LOL.
Oh, snaps.
Whoa, Paloma.
What's up, girl? How are you?
I'm good. How are you? This is so cute.
By the way, Paloma was already on her Instagram live show while we before she came on here. But like, you are like, I feel like we're part of your show right now. The way you're dressed up, you got the you got the late night couch.
So funny because I just got this couch and it's become the protagonist of my show. But yeah, no, I would get dressed up for you guys too. But this happened to be over. This bled over from one to the next. So here we are.
So we've been getting creatives to come on, obviously. We have Andrew here in the room as well. But we want to ask, how's everything in Boston, in Massachusetts right now?
You know, actually, it's funny because you asked that. I don't know. I haven't been outside.
Wow.
I think, you know, I've been watching the news. And I have to say, I feel, you know, this is not a perfect time for anybody. But I do believe that our mayor has come out. He's shown himself to be a leader. He's been serious. He has, you know, been very, like, constantly in communication with people. And I think that I don't know because I haven't been outside necessarily, but I do believe that Massachusetts, Boston, the people of Boston are taking it seriously. People are staying home. Everything's been canceled. So I just hope that everyone's doing what they're supposed to do. Other than that, I don't know. I don't know what's going on. I don't know.
As a creative, as someone who creates and is thriving and making a living off of it, how do you feel right now being home and how are you pacifying that need to still maintain the creativity?
Well, I feel really lucky that in this moment, because I'm sure all of us have had a moment where we're like, oh my gosh, if I was at this portion of my year or career, it would be different. But I feel really grateful. And for me personally, that I was in the portion of the process of my show where I already have all the footage and all of the work that I'm doing is at home right now anyways. Even before all this was happening, I've been editing. So I do think like if I was preparing for the filming of my show and organizing, you know, filming days and this all was happening, obviously everything would have to be canceled. So I think that it just depends on where you're at. And sometimes I'm out and about and sometimes I'm doing post stuff at home and I just happen to be doing post stuff right now. So I'm great. I'm very grateful, very grateful. And then afterwards, you know, when I'm done editing the show, hopefully I can maybe take a little break. I feel like we're allowed to take a break. And then maybe do a little bit of writing or something, but I'm not going to be planning for things that I have out of my control right now.
How did you come up with the idea of doing this Instagram live shows and the interviews and things you've been doing? Where did that come from?
So funny. So this is not my thing. Like, I know I am an actress and I do perform in that way, but for the most part, I like to be behind the scenes. The most I'll do is post a picture of my office on Instagram and that's about it. And after that, it's a wrap. Like, I don't necessarily feel like I promote myself in that way. But during this time, I did like a Zoom performance piece, and the first time I had gotten dressed up in the whole week. So I decided to go on Instagram Live, and I did, I sang some songs, and it was I was drunk. and afterwards I just thought to myself, I don't know, but I knew that after that live, I said, oh, maybe I should do like a live show where I like sing a song and have guests come on. And well, you know, then I was like, I don't really want to have guests to do interviews. That's not like, I'm not really like, I like to chat, but so then I thought, well, maybe we can just play a game and we can just fuck around and play a game. And, you know, I've been watching YouTube channels like Elle Magazine has these like games where they have like a word association and with songs, and people sing a song when they hear a word. I was like, that's games that people can play without needing to be in person. So I've just been doing a lot of research and collecting all the games that I've either played in the past or games that I've researched, and that's how it all came about.
The question that we usually end the interviews with during these crashes. What's the first thing you're going to do after this quarantine is over?
Oh my gosh. That is a heavy question, because you know, the thing I would like to do, like the first thing I could think of is like call a bunch of my friends over, have them come over. You know, I just got a new apartment, and I've just finally kind of like legitimately furnished it. And so I've been wanting to have like a housewarming party. But then I think like, gosh, will I feel ready like to have people in my home? So fucked up. Apart.
Real quick, I'm gonna take your temperature just to be sure.
I'll have to put a check on their foreheads before they come in.
Do you mind walking into a mist of Lysol? Do you mind?
Exactly. And that's the thing too, is like, I've been on the Lysol tip way before all of this anyways. Like, I definitely had Lysol in my house before it like ran out and people were ransacking the place. I had some Lysol cans here anyways. I spray once in a while. You gotta spray. You know, you spray things.
Yes.
I like the wipes. I'm a wipe guy. I like the wipes.
You was on the Lysol before it was hot.
What?
You were using the Lysol before it got hot. You was one of the originals.
Exactly. Like,
you
exactly.
OG.
You had stock.
Lysol G.
I must be getting on everybody's nerves because I keep claiming it. I'm like, well, y'all know that I'm a germaphobe. I've been on this tip for years now. Y'all sitting on this. I already make sure people don't. I don't bring shoes into my. I mean, I bring them into the house like on the rack, but I don't let people come into the house with shoes. When I'm like done with my day, I put my clothes in the hamper. I take a shower before I go to sleep, and when I wake up,
wow.
I burn my clothes.
You know what I've been thinking a lot about?
Who said that?
Jamie!
All right, guys, let's go to a little commercial break, huh?
You guys, it is time for the Fuchila sponsored Que Lo Que segment. Have you gone to FuchilaFreshness.com yet? Well, if you haven't, head there. It's FuchilaFreshness.com and use code LOL20 to get 20% off your purchase. So now that we are doing our LOL Zoom Crashers Que Lo Que segment, ladies first, Paloma Valenzuela, Que Lo Que Loca. Oh my God, wait, you guys. I have an actual Zoom crasher right now, live and in the flesh. Do your que lo que. I'm going to go get this third Zoom crasher.
Oh, wait, but I want to see who the person is. Oh, it's in the flesh. Okay. My Instagram is I am La Gringa Loca, and I would just like to say I have a temporary, guys, live show called A Live Show with La Gringa Loca on Instagram Live, and I have guests coming up. Andrew will be my guest this Friday. And Mike Cuambago is going to be my guest on the 15th. The 15th.
Oh my God.
Wow, Rachel, you look mad different all of a sudden.
We got crashers in other people's boxes. This is crazy.
This is a one crazy episode of the Brady Bunch. Wow.
I love this. This is just a lot.
don't really have anything to promote. You could check all my social handles at Andrew Santiago, the number one, on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, lo que sea. I just started a TikTok, and I have one video, and I'm shirtless. So I don't know if anybody wants to go see that, but it's at the Andrew Santiago.
Oscar, yo, shout out your new podcast, bro.
What's going on, everybody? It's your boy, O. Yo, Franklin.
Dímelo, manín. ¿Qué lo que entón?
Just want to do a quick que lo que. Yo, make sure you subscribe and listen to listen to the Smartest Guys in the Room podcast. If you haven't already, I'm sure you haven't. So make sure you follow us at the Smartest Pod. I love you guys. Don't change. And Mr. Lee.
Okay. Mr. Lee. Okay.
Mr. Lee.
That's right. Mr. Lee.
Yo, what's up, people? At the Smartest Guys in the Room. Make sure you follow us. Check out the podcast. Love to see y'all.
For me, Uptown Collective, a new grant program established by the New York Presbyterian Hospital, will award up to $10 million in grants to the Northern Manhattan businesses hit hard from the coronavirus pandemic. The grant program is designed to provide emergency cash assistance to businesses, nonprofits, and partnerships taking a financial hit. So go to Uptown Collective for more. And then I have a special que lo que for a Latina author by the name of Claribel Ortega. Her book is supposed to come out, I believe, tomorrow when we're recording. So when the podcast comes out, it's already going to be coming out on the 7th, called Ghost Squad. Unfortunately, she was supposed to do a live event, but of course, because of the coronavirus, she's not able to. So go on and follow her at Claribel _ Ortega on Twitter for all the information. I think they're doing like a YouTube event, but go check her out. She's got a book and a dope one. And for me, Juan Bago on all the platforms.
Yo, guys, ma que lo que? Just go to my Instagram, JFerns at Instagram. And if you want to go to Twitter, J_Ferns at Twitter. Maybe during this, quarantine, Mike can finally get me JFerns on Twitter, that name from the guy.
Wow.
He said he was going to do it like last year.
I have bad news about that person, but I'll tell you offline.
All right, guys. My que lo que quickie is to a few people. I want to give a shout out to New York Presbyterian Hospital and a good friend of mine, Randy Simon, on IG, and also RFS Wolf. You may find them in conjunction with New York Presbyterian. Him and Randy Simon have been doing a project where they have been putting sidewalk art pieces for the quote unquote essential workers that are working in the hospitals, the doctors, the nurses. They're inspirational pieces. I've been doing it all week. We're going to, now we're in World Cornell downtown. We were in New York Presbyterian. Now we're going to be going up to some other New York Presbyterian affiliate hospitals, putting these pieces on the floor. And it's been very emotional. I've been seeing nurses coming out, talking about what they've been experiencing. Some of them have been quarantined from their families. They haven't seen their children. They haven't seen their husbands. And I just want to give a shout out to them. It's been a very emotional week for me. I want to give a shout out to the artist. His name is Hani Sidewalk Art. You could hashtag on that on IG. I also want to give a shout out to Sandy Hawkins. I gave a shout out to her. She's a nurse in New York Presbyterian also. I ran into her. And guys, you got to go to the hashtag so you can see this. It's NYP Strong also. NYP Heroes. You can hashtag those two hashtag and see where a lot of the doctors and the nurses take pictures in front of these inspirational quotes. I could say a lot of them right now. They're very inspirational. Right now, a lot of the people in New York City right now are going through it. And these quotes and these inspirational pieces they're seeing on the sidewalk, it's really lifting people's spirits up. I've seen people come out and just start crying. So right now, you know, and talking about art, what art does, right? You talked about the caterpillar. One of the things that we're putting on the sidewalk is the butterfly. That's why I asked you before why you had that premonition or that caterpillar come on you. We've been drawing caterpillar, butterfly, should I say. So that's that connection, Rachel. And I just want to give a shout out to them. I also want to give a shout out to my homeboy Rubber and YB from Vermilia Avenue. They lost their mom on Saturday. And their mother was like a mom to a lot of people in the Dyckman area and Inwood area. And I want to give a big time condolences to them. They lost their mom, and their mom was like a mom to a lot of people in that neighborhood. So it's a big loss for the neighborhood in general. And a lot of other people have lost loved ones. And this thing has really hit us really close to home. Washington Heights right now is the hotbed of the coronavirus in Manhattan. So it's been really, really huge. And I'm sure a lot of you know someone that knows someone. And these next week or 2 weeks is going to be it's going to be even higher. So we're expecting a lot worse things to come about. And I hope all of you send light and love to all of us in New York. I know Andrew was talking about that he's thinking about his loved ones over here, and those prayer warriors that are out there, please give us light, give us love. Thank you so much.
All right, you guys, here's a quick snippet of next week's interview with Latinx Therapy podcast host Adriana Alejandre.
For some people that are usually highly anxious, but they're keeping it cool right now, maybe you're doing that for the sake of other people because you're around, you know, you're the pillar of the family and you have to hold your shit together. That makes sense that it's not seeping out. But there are things that you can do. It doesn't matter. I don't think that you should be anticipating it. I think that you should definitely be engaging in things to help you for the just in case.
Sending a virtual dap to our people over at Hierro.com. That's LLERO.com, the news and lifestyle platform for Latino men. Are you a content creator in the making? Then Hierro wants you to be down with their squad. Join the Hierro Contributor Network. Learn more by visiting Hierro.com/contribute. I just want to echo Frank's sentiments. We want to thank everybody for joining us and remaining positive and escaping with us during these episodes. We're here as a collective. We'll get through this together. Prayers up for everyone out there. We love you. And on that note, we out!
It's the Latinos Out Loud podcast.
Oye, mijo, ¿qué show es ese que están escuchando?
¡Tremenda vaina!
Hola, amigos, y bienvenidos a Tremenda Vaina, el show donde escuchas cuatro historias que desafían la realidad. De las cuatro, solamente una es mentira. ¿Cuál será? Nos puedes encontrar en tu plataforma favorita: iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, iHeartRadio. Suscríbete hoy. Y esto es Tremenda Vaina.
¡Tremenda Vaina!